Good morning. In today's video, I'm going to take a look at share investment, investing in shares. And what's prompted this video is I was on YouTube there last week or the week before, and I came across a guy before who claims to have made a lot of money day trading shares. And he has quite a lot of followers on YouTube and on Instagram. And quite frankly, I think that there is a lot of questions to ask in relation to what he's claiming. I've done a little bit of research myself, and quite frankly, I don't believe a word of what he's putting forward. But rather than just knock him and knock what he's doing and so forth, even though I may have to do that if it's a scam, I'm not saying it is, but the odds are, quite frankly, that it is not all it's cracked up to be. But in this video, I want to look at investing in shares, and rather than just dumping on the other guy and what he claims, I'm going to put forward what I believe to be a sound investment strategy for shares. Now, it's not investment advice as such, it's not financial advice, I'm a solicitor. But I have made some investments that have produced a fairly good return, and I have actually been studying shares and share trading and share investments for a long, long time, because my original degree from UCD back in the early 1980s was actually in commerce, not in law. So I have an interest in the area. My particular philosophy is the same philosophy as that of a guy called Peter Lynch. Peter Lynch, if you have a look at the book there, he's a legendary fund manager. He's got a fund called the Magellan Fund, I think it's called. This book is a Wall Street bestseller called Beating the Street. And this book is Own Up on Wall Street. Both of them are by Peter Lynch. And both of them put forward a strategy that I follow to invest in shares. And Lynch himself follows this particular strategy in his fund, in his investment fund, the Magellan Fund. But just as a matter of, when I was doing a bit of research, when I came across the other YouTube video about the day trading, I actually just pulled out these two books, which I bought, I'd say 10, 15 years ago. And I just picked up this one and had a look in the back to see what it said about day trading. And it says, by the way, the odds against making a living in the day trading business are about the same as the odds against making a living at racetracks, blackjack tables, or video poker. In fact, I think of day trading as at-home casino care. The drawback to the home casino is the paperwork, and so on. In other words, most serious professional investors would say that day trading is a mug's game. Now, I do propose to deal with that particular individual and claims that he has made and is making about day trading and about the returns that you might get from it. But rather than, as I say, just dump on him first, I'm going to put forward my strategy. And I'm going to put forward the strategy that I picked up from Peter Lynch, which has served me in good stead. The strategy is fairly simple. You buy shares for the long haul. And you buy shares that you understand, in businesses that you understand. And obviously the businesses must be businesses which sell products or services that basically you're able to get your mind around, and that you probably come into contact with on a daily basis. And what I propose to do in this video is to set out some shares, or four or five shares from my portfolio, which you can see on the screen there, which will explain exactly the thinking behind the shares that I picked and the value that I've got from them, and obviously how I go about picking the shares. But basically, the fundamental is you hold the share for a long term, not for a short term gain, not even for a medium term, but you do need to hold them long term. Long term, you will do well. And Secondly, you keep your costs to a minimum. You don't incur ridiculous costs turning over shares and buying and selling on a very, very frequent basis. And thirdly, you buy shares in companies who are doing stuff or selling stuff that you understand. Okay, so on that basis, let's have a look now and just see exactly, have a look at some of my shares, and I'll explain to you what I did and why. Okay, this is my portfolio here. The first share we're going to take a look at is Alphabet. Alphabet is Google. Alphabet is the parent or trading company, or the holding company rather, for Google. And you will see there that I have a profit of 2,300 euros or whatever in Alphabet, in Google. But it is Google, and it is important to understand that. Why did I buy shares in Google? To be honest with you, it's not a rocket science. It's a no-brainer to buy shares in Google. But in my particular situation, I, on a daily basis, use Gmail. I use the Google suite of tools and apps in my business. I use YouTube, which Google owns. I use Google advertising because I advertise on YouTube. And as I say, I use Google Drive then in my business to run my solicitor's practice. So I use a huge number of, I use Google Analytics. And I use the Google Webmaster Central and so forth. The bottom line is I use Google products all the time on a daily basis. I have built my business, quite frankly, using Google products. And therefore, when I go to buy shares in Google, I know what I'm buying because I understand the model that they use. It's essentially an advertising-based model. They use Google search. When you go to search for stuff nowadays, everybody is on the internet. Everybody is on the interweb. Everybody is searching for stuff, and everybody is Googling for stuff. So Google has a preeminent position in search, and it has a preeminent position in online or digital advertising. So I use Google tools every day of the week, and therefore it's a no-brainer for me, quite frankly, to buy Google shares. And as you can see there, I'm showing a nice tidy profit of 2,000, whatever it is, 2,300 to date. So that's the first one we're going to have a look at. The second one I'm going to have a look at is another share, or another company rather, whose products I use on a daily basis, and you probably do as well. Okay, here's the second share I'm going to show you today and explain to you why I bought it. This is Amazon. Everybody knows that Amazon, well, everybody knows what Amazon does. We've all probably used Amazon and availed of Amazon for a while. I bought the shares in the last 3 years or so, and as you can see there, there's a nice profit of 4,200 that is unrealized, and quite frankly, it will be unrealized because I will just leave it sit because I buy the shares to hold them. Why did I buy Amazon? Well, for obvious reasons. Everybody is buying online nowadays. Everybody's buying stuff off Amazon. Also, I have a Kindle device. I read a lot of books on my Kindle, and when you get older, you prefer to read books. I prefer to read books on the Kindle, and the reason is because my eyesight isn't what it used to be, and reading physical books is more difficult now simply because the font is only a certain size, whereas with a Kindle you can make the font bigger. So I read a lot of books, and I enjoy the Kindle, I enjoy Amazon, and then I'm selling books, of course, on Amazon myself. I sell my employment law books on Amazon. I sell another book about property development on Amazon. I sell another book about getting clients online and digital marketing and online marketing. So I think of 4 or 5 books for sale on Amazon. But the bottom line is, I know, and you know, what Amazon is and what they do. Amazon also own Audible. Audible is the app that you can use. You can listen to audiobooks. I listen to audiobooks every day of the week. And I also sell my book, my employment law in Ireland book, on Audible. So again, what do I know about Amazon? I know enough that I know their products, and I know that they have grown substantially and significantly over the last number of years, and that they are a good long-term investment because people are going to buy stuff online with great frequency and enthusiasm. And let's face it, Amazon have turned out to be a good investment. So let's see now, what else have we got? Next one you see there on the screen is CRH. CRH, obviously Cement Road Stone Holdings. I understand what they do. They are a long established company, blue chip Irish company, and obviously they haven't done too well for me, but that's fine. I'll just sit tight and wait. The stock price there, as you can see, for 3 months has steadily climbed. And over 6 months, it's steadily climbed, or 6 months, it's not so good. And over a year, then it's obviously come back a bit. And that's probably reflective of the construction industry generally. And it's also reflective of the COVID-19 situation, because obviously there's been a bit of a dip there in the last little while. And you can see the lowest point in the last, what is it, 1 year, is in between March and April. And that's probably when COVID hit. And just to put in context the COVID situation, the portfolio that I have has shown a very, very nice profit, a very nice return over the last, I think, 2.5 or 3 years. And I think it's running at around about, let me see, I think it's 27 or 28% before dividends. About 2.5 years I have it. And that's after the shitstorm of COVID-19. If COVID-19 hadn't happened, then it would be showing a significantly higher return, but it did happen. And yet the return on the shares is still in the order of, I think it's 27 to 30%, and that's without realizing or including the dividends that I receive in the calculation. And just to put it in context, today is the 5th of July, so the prices you see today are 5th of July. It's after the COVID-19 pandemic has hit, and we're beginning to try to come out of it, and we're beginning to try to recover. But that is the situation. If, for example, I did this video in January or February before COVID-19 hit, I'd be showing a very, very good return on the share investments. Okay, other shares that I've invested in include, I mentioned Kerry Group, you've Kingspan. Okay, another share I've invested in is Ryanair Holdings. Obviously, we all know what Ryanair does. Ryanair are down now from my perspective because of the COVID-19 situation. And you could take a view that it's a good time to buy Ryanair shares. That remains to be seen. But long term, in the long haul, I think Ryanair will be okay. And I think they have something like 14 billion in cash on the balance sheet. So if things don't return to normal, or if there's a new normal which will see a shakeout in the airline industry, Ryanair with 14 billion in cash is in a strong position to be one of the players, one of the main players. The other thing is, I know Ryanair are very active in terms of managing the situation as best they can with wage cuts, redundancies and so forth. And I would have a perspective from the queries that I receive in my daily practice as a solicitor about wage cuts, redundancies, layoffs and all that sort of thing. And I would have a perspective or an insight into how active they are in terms of managing the situation as best they can. Bottom line is, new normal or old normal, if you're 14 billion in cash, you're going to be a player in the airline industry, in the travel industry. And I can see people having an appetite to travel again to Europe and other places that Ryanair travel to. Perhaps not quite the same way as before, but certainly I can see a return to something approaching normality. But obviously it depends on your view now as to how exactly, to what degree we've turned to normal, and to what degree normal, the new normal, compares to the old normal. But I still think Ryanair will be in a good position. Anyway, before the COVID-19 situation hit, I was very happy with them, obviously. And COVID-19 has hit Ryanair hard, but I think they'll be back, and I'm holding the shares again. As I say, I'm repeating myself, but I buy the shares to hold them, and unless there's a very, very good reason for getting out of shares, I just hold them and hang on. This share here, Snap, this is one of my favorite shares, and you can see why down there at the bottom. It's showing a profit of 3,200. I mean, I've practically, I think I doubled my money on this bloody thing. Very, very good return on it. This is Snapchat, okay? And the key thing here is to understand why I invested in Snapchat. I invested in Snapchat when the share price was very, very low. And the reason, I think it was about 3 years ago. And the reason it was very low was because Instagram were after coming along and basically copying their business model and stealing their cheese. But I have an 18-year-old. She's not 18 now. She was 18 then. A girl here who uses Snapchat all the time. And I was forever quizzing her at the dinner table about using Snapchat and why she still uses it and does her friends still use it. And I kind of took a punt on it then on the basis that even though Instagram was coming and even though Instagram was kind of appeared to be destroying Snapchat, and even though Snapchat's share price had tanked, I looked it up and it transpired that they had some sort of a gadget, like a virtual reality device in development, and that was looking promising. But regardless, I was asking my 18-year-old daughter at the dinner table why she was using Snapchat and were her friends using it, and they were, and she still is. And that Snapchat has turned out to be one of the best investments I've made in the last 3 years or so, as you can see there. So that's Snapchat, and that is, we all know what Snapchat does. We all know that there is an app on your phone, and you know, people like to use Snapchat, especially younger people, and that's why I invested in Snapchat. And finally, Twitter. I also invested in Twitter, and you can see down there at the bottom, Twitter has shown me a very nice profit as well over a relatively short period of time and for a relatively small investment. And I bought Twitter when Twitter hadn't made a profit, and Twitter was operating for years and had gone to the market and had been a startup and had failed to show a profit and so on and so forth. And yet I bought a share. Why? Because Twitter is kind of addictive. For the people who love Twitter, it is addictive, and you either love Twitter or hate it. And I kind of took a punt on it. And then with your man, that absolute head case in the White House in the United States, using it so extensively and giving it free advertising, I thought it was going to be helpful as well. And then sooner or later, I thought that with the growth of Twitter and the sort of addictive nature of it, that sooner or later they would show a profit. And I think 6 months or 12 months after I bought Twitter, it showed a profit. So it's showing a nice return as well. Now, I have other shares as well, plenty of other shares that haven't done well, that have tanked, quite frankly, and haven't done so good. But I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned about having a good, broad basket of shares in companies who are doing stuff that I understand. And I'm concerned about holding those shares for a good period of time, for the long haul. And I know in the long term that they will do well. And I know in the long term I'll get a good return. Now, there is an alternative. There's an alternative way of sharing or investing in shares, I believe. And it's a very, very popular method of investing in shares. And that is to buy what's called a low-cost index fund. In other words, you don't have to worry about buying or picking individual shares. You don't have to worry about balance sheets, understanding profit and loss accounts or price earnings ratios. You don't need to understand any of that. All you need to do is buy an index fund, a low-cost index fund. And the index fund will have a share or shares in practically every share on the stock exchange. It could be, for example, the Standard & Poor's 500 in the United States, which is the leading 500 shares in the United States. The S&P 500 is the index fund in those shares. And if you want to buy into that, you get in with a low cost a low-cost fund. You could buy shares in the German market, for example. You could buy shares in the Irish market, UK market, you know, Europe generally, or whatever. But if you get a low-cost index fund, you're buying into the market generally. You're getting a very, very broad spread of shares. That is going to produce a very good return over the long haul as well. In fact, that will produce, if you buy into an index fund of with low costs, you're going to get a return of at least 9% per annum over a period of time. Well, you used to get that. It may be lower in the future. Now, I've explained to you why I pick the shares I pick, and I've explained to you also the alternative is not to pick any shares, to actually just pick a low-cost index fund and buy into the market that way. Why would I do it the other way, the way I do it? To be honest with you, because it's more fun. But from a pure perspective of earning money, earning a return on your money, then the index fund, low-cost index fund, is the way to go. But I enjoy picking the shares. I enjoy sometimes saying, you know, listening to takeover talks about a particular share that I might be in and looking at the share price rising, or I might enjoy getting a return out of the likes of Snapchat there or Twitter, which at the time I made the investments in them were kind of contrarian. Ryanair, I'm going to buy more shares in Ryanair because I think they will come back. They're down now at the moment, but as I say, I'm in it for the long haul. They're a good company, they've plenty of cash, and I'm going to buy Ryanair again. And the other ones then, I've got Kerry Foods, I've CRH, I've Glanbia, I've all of those, Arista. A lot of the food companies from Ireland were hit badly by the COVID-19 situation, but that's the way it is. You take the rough with the smooth, you take the good with the bad, and that's it. Hope you find this video useful. Watch out for the other video I'm going to do about day trading and what I believe to be a very questionable situation, and potentially one which would lead people to believe that they're going to make a lot of money day trading, when my view is, and the view of Peter Lynch, Magellan Fund, is that you might as well go to the casino and put your money on black or red. Hope you find this video useful. If you do, I would appreciate if you gave it the thumbs up down below. Thank you.